Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I want to start by saying it's good to see your face.
It's good to be facing you again.
Well, I weirdly missed you yesterday. We did a great, fun live show at Cliff's Dive Bar to kick off St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And then, like a leprechaun or like Brigadoon, you vanished into the bog, into the mist.
Yeah, it was a big day. We had the Sap It Episode Parade. I was asked to be a judge, and I said yes.
How much of that world can you disclose?
My eyes are open now.
To the process?
To the process, to how it works, to, like, I've never seen the full parade, right? I've only ever been in our entry.
I didn't even consider that. You got to see the whole parade.
Dude, I have never seen the Sap It Episode Parade. I've only been in the Sap It Episode Parade. It was mind-boggling. It was very, very cool. So, I mean, great experience.
I got to shout out. The town came out, too. I mean, not nearly to the numbers we've experienced before.
No. Last year, apparently, was a record breaker. They worked with the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance. They've got some technology that allows you to see how many people are in one area at one time.
Well, remember, we were speaking with Kale from Fun Not Fancy and also specifically Cliff's, and he said the data showed they had more people Monday last year than the Saturday 2 years before it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, it was totally cold yesterday and people still showing up wearing more gear. We know how to do it. We are Iowans and we are hardy.
I don't know where to start on my shout out for volunteer thank yous. Ugh. And remind me when the show's done to blind copy all of them and thank them.
They deserve it.
Yes.
My goodness, the Z102.9 marching band looked fantastic.
We had members of the band from seventh grade to those older than 50.
Mm-hmm.
We had a nice contingent from the North
those
Liberty.
Those older than 50 say thank you for that.
I'm not going to say anything else. We had the flag section and the leader of Liberty Bands, who I do some MC work for because my niece and nephew go to that school.
Uh-huh.
So it's so great for them to come up on their spring break.
How nice.
And then just our lovely random assortment of frequent players. And I've never seen you before. Yeah, so-and-so told me to come. Like,
great.
They didn't even CC. They just showed up.
You're so very welcome. Thank you so much for joining us, for coming out on a really cold day, but a really fun day in downtown Cedar Rapids.
I brought that up to somebody because we ran out. We had orange hats,
mm-hmm.
and we missed the count by one. And I was like, the one person who didn't get it, she's like, you know, you're talking old band people. Like, band people will come out. You have to remember, band people, if the bat signal goes up and they get a chance to play an instrument they haven't played for a while.
Band people, assemble.
Band people will assemble. So just a little note for next year that attendance always seems to be a little better than we're thinking going into the parade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
They
looked so good.
Have a great weather day, you know, triple that.
Oh, my gosh.
But no, it was a ton of fun. In downtown Cedar Rapids yesterday.
It was just great to be out and about to, you know, have people enjoying the holiday all together, whether that was watching the parade or in the bars afterwards. It was really fun.
It was fun. I didn't realize, too, we've got a couple of establishments on that parade route where people can actually watch it from inside.
I'm sure they were kind of like,
yeah,
they'd come outside for parts of it, maybe go back inside, warm up.
Favorite is always waving to the Skywalk people.
Yes.
The people who are smart enough to hang out in the Skywalk.
People? Agreed. I overlooked the Skywalk. I saw people down the street from the judges' stand. I was like, that is just really, really smart. What a good way to do it. And some great photos.
And I will tell you this right now, for next year, if the candy load isn't primary goal for you, there is always space by the Alliant Energy Tower. There's never a lot of people on the turn.
Huh.
Everybody lined second and third.
We do the avenues. We don't do the streets, huh?
Yeah, the street right in front of the Alliant Energy Tower. Nobody is ever in front of that spot.
It's weirdly quiet.
It's weirdly quiet.
Huh.
And it's the best sounding area. It echoes the best. When you're a band.
That is a pro tip.
It sounds really good right there.
Well, hey, everybody. So, think about that.
Observations from the route.
Yeah.
And be on the lookout for the Z102.9 marching band photos. We got quite a few in the Gazette spread today.
Oh, yay.
So, yeah. And a lot of cool. There's the guy on stilts. He was back this year.
Patty Long Legs.
Yeah, Patty's right there on the cover. It's awesome.
That's pretty impressive, though. You know, you're that high and walking the entire parade. Congratulations to Patty Long Legs.
Claire apparently is calling a meeting. Producer Ben is joining us. Good morning, Producer Ben.
Good morning.
Ben, thanks for being here. I wanted to have this meeting because I think it's important. I saw a post that's going viral.
Okay.
And the post said that humans need 4 hugs a day.
Four? That's a lot.
4 hugs a day, people.
If I get 4 a week with my schedule and Shannon's schedule, legit.
Legit.
We're lucky.
I know. Like, we're busy, right?
4 a day?
4 a day. And some people think it's more. There is actually an American author. Her name is Virginia Satir. And she thought we needed more than that. She was like a family therapist. She had a lot of ideas about how that connects to your health.
So 4 is a minimum dose?
She said 4 hugs a day for just survival. We need 8 hugs a day for maintenance. What? And we need 12 hugs a day for growth.
12 hugs a day, guys.
It actually, like, science actually proves that hugging helps you lower your cortisol, which is the stress hormone in the body. It can help you calm your heart rate. It reduces blood pressure and helps you handle stress better. Hmm. It releases the oxytocin, which is the love hormone.
Yeah.
Which makes you feel safe and supported. So never underestimate the power of a hug. Wait, according to science.
You just brought Ben in here. You want to release Ben's love hormone?
Well, I just want to know if we did a group hug, and it's for science.
In order for me to survive, I need you guys to hug me every morning and every afternoon when I get here and when I leave,
there
just for survival.
More work hugs.
He drives the furthest, too.
I thought he was going to be against it.
I think he's in.
But he's all in.
Do we have enough cord to make it to his side of the room?
Just make a hug.
Are you ready?
All right, ready?
Go!
You got this, Ben!
You got this!
Oh, group hug!
Group hug!
Oh, he rubbed my back, too. He rubbed my back.
He's a really good hugger.
Oh, my blood pressure's a lot lower now.
No stress.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I don't know when this tradition started. I think it's just been the last couple of years. Just the parade wipes you out. It's a long day.
Yeah, I mean,
being in it, especially in a marching band. Last year, I just remember we marched against a very heavy wind.
Yes. It's a performance, right?
It's a performance. You know, there's a distance you've got to walk, plus the band is playing, and then you've got the load in and the load out. So the last couple of years, Shannon and I have just decided to just let's celebrate St. Patrick's Day in of doors.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. And we have, Shannon has, I mean, her name is Shannon, so it has a little bit of an Irish flair, but there's no Irish background based on our...
You're like Norwegian, aren't you?
I'm Norwegian, German, English, Czech.
Okay.
And she's primarily German, French.
Okay.
So there's not a lot of Ireland there. So the heritage is not there. So we're not crock-potting anything, right? There's no corned beef. There's no cabbage. However, we've started a tradition that I really look forward to. We celebrate Carlos O'Kelly's.
Get your Mexican food on.
Well, that O and apostrophe make all the difference.
Hey, it's a nice Irish pub.
It's a great Irish sounding name. So that's just kind of been the theme the last couple of years. We just DoorDash some Carlos O'Kelly's.
That's fun and funny. And you don't even have to go.
No, but here's the other interesting thing. Every other, well, except for Thanksgiving, there's not a lot of good visual entertainment also for St. Patrick's Day. If you want to watch a St. Patrick's Day movie,
fair point.
What are you going to watch?
Yeah. What a children's show or something. Like, what?
There was that Luck cartoon on Netflix.
Yes.
There is like an early 1950s Disney movie. It's something in the Little People. It gets a little weird. There's a very young Sean Connery in it. But there's not just a good. I was just looking for things like Green. I was on Disney Plus, like Princess and the Frog. Didn't Brave.
Brave would work.
Brave would work.
We watched a movie one time. It was like Amy Adams, and she was going to get married, and then she went
to
Ireland.
Yeah, there's that one.
Yeah, it was so good. We remember it vividly. Everybody remembers
Shannon
that movie.
Shannon ended up watching My Oxford Year, which is based on a book, and it also is England. It's not technically
Ireland. It's not
Ireland.
Irish at all.
Usually the Irish movies are like uprisings, right? It's bad Irish.
Yeah.
So... I feel like maybe because it is such a go have a drink in the pub holiday that there's just not a lot to do at home on St. Patrick's Day.
But like there's nothing animated for the kids, right? Like Charlie Brown. Hey, Charlie Brown. And
you don't have a holiday special for St. Patrick's Day for the kids. No.
Yeah. Huh.
So I think there's a market there. for somebody to fill that void. Yeah.
Think about it.
For sure.
We do have festivities, though, in Cedar Rapids. The Sap It Episode Parade was a great tradition, and it was really cool for me to be a judge yesterday and actually get to see a parade because I didn't realize I've never actually seen it.
Like, it's a whole different environment when you're on the sidelines.
Start to finish, there's a whole page of entries that are just there because they're there every year. Like, part of the tradition of that parade, it started 51 years ago with just kind of a radio bit. The radio announcer said that there's 200 days until St. Patrick's Day, and then they put together a parade that was 4 minutes long, and it was like, you know, people holding these homemade signs, and they still have those homemade signs, and they still have all of those things to kick off that parade, which is so cool to see that kind of heritage.
The heritage there, yeah.
Still honored.
The nostalgia.
And then, you know, all of the entries, I think up to 70-some entries, and at the end, you get the people who either didn't register or
kind of wander in,
showed up late,
yeah,
and didn't find their spot in the lineup, so they just slap them on at the end. But right as we, you know, I think that's everything. Here come the police. Okay, that's the end of the parade officially. We're going to open the streets once again. As we were kind of gathering our judges' materials and all of our bribes, there was a gentleman who's like, hey, Claire, I just want to tell you, I love listening to you, which...
That's a lovely compliment.
Love hearing that. Thank you so much for listening to the Morning Scramble. He's like, the thing about you is that crazy laugh. That's not the one. Is it always like that?
That's the one I have it at the ready. Oh, I have this. Do you want that instead?
I make lots of sounds, right? We we do many sounds. We make many sounds. But I'm like, because it's a fun laugh. He's like, no, it's crazy. Your laugh is just crazy. Like, Thank you.
That's I don't know where to file that one either.
I know. Like, I felt weird about that, but thank you. I think I'm taking it as a compliment.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
West Des Moines police are holding a news conference this morning to release more details on an arrest and a cold case murder involving a real estate agent. 2011, it was April of 2011, 27-year-old Ashley Oakland was shot and killed while showing a townhome. This was in West Des Moines. That thing went dark. They did not have a suspect. Hundreds of leads over 15 years, no arrests until yesterday. Dallas County Grand Jury authorized the charge of first-degree murder against 53-year-old Kristen Ramsey. So dedication to take a cold case from throwing your hands in the air like, I don't know, we got nothing.
We don't know.
To somehow whatever comes out of the woodwork or, you know, you see a clue for the 101st time and you're like, oh, we didn't look at it from this angle. And then all of a sudden...
It wasn't a DNA thing. It wasn't...
We don't... That's part of probably the news conference today.
Okay.
And I think that's the good news, bad news about how much people love FBI and NCIS and CSI. It shows you how the work is done, but it makes it look like it's always solvable.
Right.
And it's always instant. And it takes time and dedication and commitment. And you get frustrated, but you got to keep going. And they're going to make an announcement in that.
Wow.
Continuing with the buzz, we call this part of the buzz... Sports shorts. Okay, the All-Star Five from the Women's Basketball World Cup 2026 qualifying tournament in San Juan has been announced. It includes two former Hawkeye women basketball players. One was named MVP. One of your starters played for Spain. Megan
Gustafson
made the All-Star team. The other rhymes with Schmaitlin Schmark. Caitlin Clark also was your tournament MVP, by the way. She was hitting threes from the logo.
Well...
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is separate from the Olympics, but a lot of these are their country's national teams.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens to be in a different format. This is the Women's World Cup. So they have proceeded from the San Juan qualifier. They're now going to move on to the next round, which will be coming up with some games in Berlin. But looking back on the tournament as a whole, of the five best players in that tournament, two were former Iowa Hawkeyes.
Cool.
We tried to start a holiday yesterday, or last year, called 319 Day.
Yeah.
Celebrating our area code. And not to be outdone, our friends at the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance have embraced the concept with Buy 319. It's a buy local initiative. They've been doing that for a while.
Uh-huh.
And the idea is whatever that item is you need for home or, you know, personal or business, is there somebody who provides that locally? Because the dollar that recirculates in our economy goes a lot further than one you send to Amazon. So with that said, tomorrow is Buy 319 Day. In fact, there's a mayoral proclamation for that. You saw that?
Yeah.
But on top of that, the Economic Alliance is selling Buy 319 gift cards. So these are omnipurpose. They work at 30-plus retailers who are taking part in the program. You just have to go to the Economic Alliance website to buy them. And to encourage that, they're offering a buy one, get one. So as of yesterday through tomorrow, let's say you buy a $50 gift card to, I think Leonardo's is on there.
Sure.
You'll get another $25 card.
Yes, please.
You buy a $100 card, you get a $50 card.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So just look up Buy 319 BOGO with Economic Alliance online. But you had yesterday, today, and it ends tomorrow.
So let's get on it.
Yeah. And it's not all restaurants. It's a variety of restaurants, retailers, service providers, entertainment
but
venues.
But all local.
But they're all local.
Money right here.
And it helps maintain those dollars right here in the 319.
Love
That's
it.
Got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
I actually am going to make a call out now. I need a Z's Sleaze correspondent.
Okay.
Because I did not go to Bert Kreischer in Cedar Rapids on Sunday.
Nor did I.
But apparently Bert Kreischer probably had some sort of very dramatic story to tell. And I would love to hear if he talked about this on stage when he was here in Cedar Rapids.
So you're saying if you went to Bert Kreischer, call or text.
Yes.
200-1029.
Yeah, because I want to hear about it. He actually very narrowly avoided disaster on Sunday. His tour bus caught on fire before he was supposed to be here for the show.
Wow.
So he was playing a show in Fargo, North Dakota on Saturday night. And then the right front tire of the bus totally popped. It was like off the rim. The bus driver had never seen that in 35 years of driving buses, the way that that tire just was destroyed. So they couldn't use that bus.
Right.
Had to get off that bus. And luckily, they did before they drove it all the way to Cedar Rapids, because that is the bus that caught fire alongside of the road. And he shared photos of the bus. It is just ash and cinder in a frame.
So a blown tire gets the people off the bus, and mm-hmm. then the bus catches fire after that
yeah.
when people are safely off. But how weird is that?
How weird. Yeah, he's like, it's just eerie that we were all able to get off the bus. Everybody's fine. The bus driver, Dewey, got off in time. He's fine. But it literally started and ended like 15 seconds. The front cabin was up in flames.
And wow.
And everything that those people had on that bus, gone. Him, his tour manager, his people. Everything that was on the bus was gone. So he actually had to stop at a Dick's Sporting Goods and get some clothes before he performed in Cedar Rapids.
Was it the Cedar Rapids Dick's Sporting Goods?
That's what I want to know. He's like, we could have been seriously injured. We could
yes.
have been killed. It is a blessing that we had that tire blow out. A total blessing. So today, as frustrated as I might be, God works in mysterious ways. Stop, buy some new clothes, but we're okay.
How do you do a comedy show after that?
I know. I would be so shaken up.
No kidding.
Whew. Very scary. Very scary. But good. I'm glad everybody's okay.
Yes.
There's been rumors going on for weeks, ever since Zendaya's longtime stylist said something about how Zendaya and Tom Holland are already married. You missed it. the story has been going around, and then people started making like AI wedding photos of what it looked like, and then you can't tell, is that real? Is that not real? It's very confusing. Let's just go to the source, right? As Zendaya, she's out promoting her new movie, The Drama, hits theaters April 3rd. So she was a guest on Jimmy Kimmel Live. And she was like, I will address the rumors. Here's a video from the wedding. But really, it was just a wedding scene from the movie.
Oh, come on.
And they put Tom Holland's face over Robert Pattinson's. It was very obvious that that's what they did. However, I will point out, during her time with Jimmy,
yes.
she never denied that they got married.
Just going to let this thing roll for a little bit, maybe?
Maybe, like, focus. We're talking about my movie. I'm trying to promote my movie. And the movie is about a wedding, and it's called The Drama. There's something dramatic that happens at the wedding. Maybe just leave all these go.
Well, if you've seen the trailer, it looks like they hate each other as a couple.
Yeah, or there's, like, murder or something.
Yeah, one of the big scenes is, like, they're doing their engagement photo, and they just are not clicking.
Yeah, they are not
like
happy to be together.
They're hiding a mystery or a
mm-hmm.
secret.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this is all publicity for a movie?
Yes, I do.
Based on her stylist, and her stylist just said the right thing at the right moment?
Her stylist, and now, well, her stylist said the wrong thing. It's like, shh, I'm not going to make that announcement until after.
Oh, good point.
I don't know.
And then they
know.
Made something out of it.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Make the best of that out of that
yeah.
situation. Looking good at the Oscars, every single star wants to have that edge, right? You want to make sure that you look amazing on the red carpet.
It's the dress. It's the hair, makeup. They always now get jewelry loaned to them,
yes,
right?
Yes, the amount of jewels that are on that red carpet. Anne Hathaway shared her hack for how she kind of just upped her game just a little bit for the Oscars.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise was not the secret. The secret ingredient is...
Mayonnaise.
Her secret was braids.
Braids?
Braids. She braided her hair. She shared a hack on how to give yourself an instant facelift without any sort of injectables or anything.
Because you braid, it pulls your face back?
She braided two braids on the side, you know, kind of where your eyes would be.
Yeah.
And then she pulled them back and connected them. Gives your eyes just a little bit of an eye lift without ever having to go under the knife.
That works.
Yeah. So, and then you can cover it with whatever hairstyle you want, but it's the braids just...
Oh, the braids are underneath.
Yeah. The braids are secret. They're just pulling it all back.
I mean, you do one K-pop demon braid, that's the whole face.
The whole... Just get the whole thing,
I mean, if your head has a tail, that'd be great.
Points here, 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 and they just... Take the whole thing back.
Braids.
Interesting.
Because who is she with? The Vogue editor, right?
Yes.
Who's standing next to her?
Yeah.
Because her approach
Anna Wintour.
Is to have the haircut of Edna Mode from The Incredibles.
Yeah, or Edna Mode has her haircut.
One or the other. Which totally hides anything on your face.
And then just put on big sunglasses.
And then you don't even know I have wrinkles. That's the secret. And no capes.
Choose your method. That's what we like to call
Z's. Sleaze.
So it's a big day in Cedar Rapids when you get hundreds of families downtown mm-hmm. supporting those local restaurants and bars. Sapadapaso now in its 51st year. And you know what? We pick a finger. We gave one to Mother Nature yesterday and said, we're putting a parade on.
Yes, no matter the weather.
It was a gloved hand, but
well,
still.
Yeah, because it was a little bit cold outside. But as somebody pointed out to me, you know, it could have been that the storm that we got Sunday into Monday could have hit on St. Patrick's Day. So really, it is kind of lucky that we have, you know, we dodged that.
Dodged that that weather bullet. You're exactly
yeah.
right. How was it like being a judge?
Very interesting. Very, I have a different perspective now on how it all works. Because we, you know, we try to show up and show out every time we...
Yeah.
enter the Sapadapaso parade with the Z102.9 marching band. But it's a little bit different than I thought. They've got guest judges who come in and give their opinion on 10 of the awards. But then there's some of the family members who have donated these big traveling trophies, and their family members come in, their sons, daughters come in, and they select who they think should win some of these trophies as well.
So the only time I saw you, you were sitting on the platform just before the railroad tracks and before Green Square. So I presume you then go to, you're sequestered and you
yes.
guys put your heads together.
Yes,
and
sequestered.
You're just now, I didn't know that the families have some say as well as the celebrity judges.
Yes.
And then back at Cliffs where we started our show yesterday, that's where the actual trophy presentation took place.
Yeah, a little awards ceremony after we did our deliberations. And I know this is probably no surprise because it was so cold yesterday, but the parade went fast, so it finished early. Our deliberations went fast. We finished early. We moved up the award ceremony from 4 to 3.
We are now ready to announce, if at all, the Z102.9 marching band secured some hardware. Claire, the results.
I would like to point out that as a judge, I recuse myself from certain categories that I thought we might be eligible for.
Thank you.
The guest judges selected Z102.9 as the winner of the Jim Glenn Memorial Award for Most Entertaining.
We won that award last year.
Yes. It's kind of impressive to see a big marching band come up. And then there's also this huge inflatable duck. I mean, respect. It's a really big entry.
It is a very entertaining, very involved entry, including all of the volunteers in the marching band. Your dad is hauling an inflatable duck. Big thanks to the Daybreak Rotary for loaning us that inflatable duck.
That was cool.
Producer Ben, we got Jaden involved in the front vehicle, the lead vehicle, and then our audio engineer god, Kevin, and his contraption. Kevin's contraption that plays the radio station.
Which I had never seen before.
Was also on the back of that, which was awesome. So, hey, that is fantastic.
Oh, wait, but it gets better, sir.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because, you know, like I said, there's other judges also doing their thing and making the best call that they think.
Yeah.
One of the awards was awarded by the son of somebody who The award is named in his honor.
So a family award.
Yeah, Jimmy Blake. The Jimmy Blake Golden Spoons Award.
Okay.
For best musical entry.
Yes?
I did not know this until they made the announcement, microphone in hand, Z102.9 Marching Band Best Musical Entry.
We won two awards?
I know. Knock me over with a golden spoon.
I don't think we've ever won two band awards or two parade awards before.
I don't think so either, but it was impressive. That was a cold parade. There were a lot of people inside their vehicles. I think the extra love for all those people who showed up and played, even though it was a cold day, you showed a lot of great spirit.
Well, thanks to everybody for participating. Thanks for everybody for attending Sappin' Appa. So, two big awards for the Z Marching Band.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.